Hey, y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. So, I happen to have an opinion that is pretty unorthodox, from what I can tell, when it comes to the history of our planet. So, buckle your seatbelts. This episode is called Debunking Dinosaurs. Let's get started. So, I don't believe in dinosaurs, as you could gather from the title. Dinosaurs are fake. How do I know this? Well, it's pretty simple. God created the Earth about 6,000 years ago. I read somewhere that the closest biblical approximation of the Earth's age would be somewhere between, I think it was 5,500 and 7,000 years, or something around those lines. It wasn't exactly that number, but it was close enough. And I guess you could say I unevenly split the difference and say it's about 6,000. I know the Bible gives no date. On this day, May 15th, the earth was created. It does not say that. But if you follow the genealogies, if you follow the chronology of the Bible, everything lines up pretty much to add up to about 6,000 years of age for the earth. Because the New Testament took place about 2,000 years ago, a little bit more. We're in the year 2024, which is 2,024 years after the birth of Jesus. We are then 2,024 years since his birth, which would be about 33 years before he was crucified. He was about 33 when he was crucified, and he came back, and you know, the early church is written about for about 100, I've heard it's about 80 to 100 years-ish, maybe a bit more, after Jesus ascends into heaven, and like, the Gospels themselves were written down decades after Jesus's ascension. So the Bible is, the newest parts of the Bible are a bit less than 2,000 years old. And when it comes to the system by which we number our years, I thought when I was a little kid that AD meant after death, but I don't understand why people think that when the numbering system counts from his birth and not from his death. Because if the numbering system of years started with his death happening in year, year zero or one, we'd still be in the 1990s. So it's very clear that it starts when he was born rather than when he died. And Anno Domini is what AD stands for, which means year of our Lord. That's where the phrase Year of Our Lord comes from. Anyway, back to dinosaurs, or the lack thereof. So, the Earth was created about 6,000 years ago-ish. Dinosaurs, according to the scientists, would have been around about 65 million years ago and earlier, because they claim that the supposed asteroid impact happened about 66 or 65 million years ago. Thing with that is, they can't seem to find the friggin' asteroid or the crater where it actually impacted, supposedly. So that's the first clue. The second clue is that they've never found a complete fossil. They found things that are almost complete, and sometimes they've taken like two or three and sort of Frankenstein them together into a complete dinosaur bone exhibit for a museum or whatever, but they've never found a complete fossil. And that should cause red flags in anybody who knows that, because that would suggest that they know if we ever found a complete fossil, that would undermine their whole claim. Because there was a guy in the late 1800s, I think it was, if not, it was the early 1900s, either way, it was way before internet. He lived in New York. He had a farm. I think it was near this town called Cardiff, and that's why the sculpture is called the Cardiff Giant. which I probably just spoiled it there, but he had this sculpture created of a giant human man. He had it made of like white stone, and he buried it on his farm. And then he had it so that somebody had to like dig him a well or something, and while they were doing so, they uncovered this buried giant. And then he claimed that, oh, we found this giant fossil on the farm. Turns out it wasn't a real fossil. It was a sculpture, as I said earlier, and they called it the Cardiff Giant. So I think these people, whoever buried these supposed dinosaur bones around, they know that if we ever found a complete fossil, it would unravel their whole con, because that we'd be able to see how exactly they sculpted it, what they made it out of. And they claim they've carbon dated these things, but the problem with these claims is that confirmation bias. You know, these people who do the experiments to try to say how old something is, they go into it wanting something to be really old so that they can say, oh, we found this thing and it's dated back to 10 million years ago or whatever. And they want that because the scientific community is powered by an agenda to try to undermine faith in God and undermine the Bible. And so they know that if they found a dinosaur, quote unquote, and it was real, they know that if they actually could date it, could age it, guess its age, it would come back that it's less than 6,000 years old, because that's how old the Earth is. You can't have something be a million years old if the Earth is only 6,000 years old. That'd be like if you lived in 1982 and claimed you drove a Honda Accord from the year 2014. You couldn't, because 2014, last I checked, was after 1982. Something cannot occupy time that does not exist. So that's why we've never found a complete fossil, is because if we ever did, people would be able to study the craftsmanship of the sculpture, and they'd be able to know that it was incomplete, or that it was complete, and that it was how it was made. So that's why they're always made incomplete. They're deliberately incomplete so that we can never quite figure that out. And because if something's buried for long enough in the ground, you know, it's going to decompose, it's going to rot or whatever. So it's going to be incomplete. So if we found something complete, it would, it would raise questions, because people would be like, how is this thing buried in the ground for so many years and yet it's complete? So there's that. And the next issue, you know, as I said, when it came to the dating thing, the trying to say how old something is that, you know, it's fueled by confirmation bias and an agenda that says that the Earth has to be older because they want to undermine the Bible, they want to undermine our faith in the Lord. And there are ways you can make something look a lot older than it is. Because what I propose is that these fossils, these quote-unquote fossils, are not actually bones. They're made of rocks and concrete. Concrete is made of rocks, but they're made of like rocks, and they're made of concrete, and they're chemically aged before they're buried in the ground. Whoever buries them in the ground, it's probably not actual leftists. They probably hire somebody to do that because they can't have their name on it. So whoever buries them in the ground chemically ages them first. Sort of like how there was a forger in the 1980s, his name was Mark Hoffman, and he supposedly discovered a bunch of old books. Turns out he was using a lot newer paper to create the forgeries, and then he was chemically aging the paper so that it looked old. He was using like a lye solution, I think is what it was, to make it look old. And so there's that. And they also, the scientists claim that they've found DNA on these things. Of course they're going to claim that because they want us to believe that dinosaurs are real, and they themselves are motivated by both their agenda and their confirmation bias. So of course they're going to claim that these things have DNA, because if they claimed the opposite, if they claimed that the supposed dinosaurs did not have DNA, then it would undermine their whole theory as well. It's sort of like, not exactly like, but it's sort of like how in the old days you would have these animals who were trained to perform for, like, circus audiences. And the animals would be trained in such a way that they would appear to read, or they'd appear to do math, or they'd appear to do other things that were seen as well beyond an animal's typical intelligence. To show audiences, hey, look, I have a cat that can read, or whatever, or I have a horse that can do math. The horse is actually an example that actually happened. His name was Clever Hans. He could supposedly do math. He would tap his hoof so many times to indicate the number that was the answer to a math problem, and it would usually be correct, and that's because he was receiving signals from his owner to how many taps he should do, and he could read people very well, so that was one thing he had going for him, but, like, he himself was not doing math. And it was the same with spelling. He would tap his hoof so many times for each letter of the alphabet to spell out, like, a name or a word. So it's sort of like that these, of course, the scientists are going to claim, I have these things that have DNA on them, and they're from this many years ago, and because they want us all to believe it. Of course, they're going to claim that because that's what they want us all to believe. If you're trying to convince me of something and you yourself don't believe it, I'm not going to be very convinced by you, even if I otherwise would be. It's basic psychology, which I don't have much trust in the psychology industry, but that doesn't mean psychology doesn't exist. It does. And then the next reason why dinosaurs clearly can't be real is that, they've changed all their names. They keep changing all the names of the dinosaurs. They keep changing all the names around. And if something is real, you're not going to continually change its name. It's almost like they've been found out and they know it. So they keep changing the names to purposely mislead the public. Like the left changes the meanings of words to mislead the public. Because if you want people to believe your agenda, you can't have them seeking out alternative sources of information and being persuaded by those. And that's why the left often goes for misleading and censorship. Because they not only want to censor people in terms of limiting legally what they can access, but also in terms of limiting their ability to comprehend the existence of other viewpoints. That's why government education is so insidious, because it is so liberally biased and so biased towards instilling respect and trust and ultimate trust in the government that it deliberately misleads children, who will then grow up into deliberately misled adults, who will then in turn do the government's bidding because they've been conditioned to do so. And it's the same way with these supposed dinosaurs. The establishment knows that dinosaurs can't be real, but they want to mislead the public into believing they are, to help further their agenda. So they keep changing the names of the dinosaurs, because then when you go to look up that old name for that dinosaur, you realize it's not real. Well, now people aren't going to think to look at that name anymore because it's been changed. It's now, the dinosaur is now called that. Now called a, it was called a this, now it's called a that, you know. And not only is that going to make it harder for people to do their own investigations, but in terms of actually looking, knowing what name to search for, but it's also going to make it harder for people to investigate because they'll be too confused by all the name changes. If you confuse someone enough, they're going to stop trying to figure out what you mean and just say, uh-huh, okay. Because they're going to be confused. They won't know what to think at a certain point. Like, if you started lecturing me in depth on rocket parts, I probably would just be like, uh-huh. And you could say complete nonsense, and I would probably just nod along. Not because I'm dumb or because I want you to control me, but because I don't understand a thing about rocket parts. I mean, I know what a booster is, and I know that rockets go up in the air and they go to space, and that's about it. I'm not too gifted in that field. So there's all of that. And I've had some people accuse me of trolling in the past, or of saying this as a joke. Let me be very clear with you. I do joke around sometimes on here, but in this episode I've been dead serious. I do not believe that dinosaurs exist, and hopefully at least some of you will be persuaded as well. So, thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you've enjoyed it, or at least become a bit more informed by it. Or found it to be food for thought. You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora, excuse me. And you can also contact us on our Facebook page, Jesse's Fireside Chats, and on X at JFSCPod. And if you want to do so, you can send us an email at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS Firesidechats, all one word, @gmail.com. Feel free to pass this along to anybody you know that may be interested, and to come back next time, and also to make sure you get out and vote, if your state lets you, which most states do at this point. And have a blessed day.